I swear before God, history, and before my people that I will fulfill these promises and be a president who acts solely within the confines of the Constitution and the rule of law. That was the end of the oath sworn Thursday by Ollanta Humala before a group representing Peruvian civil society. Humala, in just a few months, has become a very different candidate. Different from the losing presidential hopeful in the 2006 race, who expressed unabashed deep admiration for Peru's 1968-75 left-wing military junta, run by General Juan Velasco. Admiration for Velasco's largely failed agrarian reform and his policy of nationalizing industries. But Humala is not the only one singing a different tune. Peruvian novelist Mario Vargas Llosa 5 years ago appealed passionately to fellow countrymen, quote, not to be so blind, so amnesic, so foolish as to accept Humala, contending that dictatorship would ensue if the former army officer came to power. But Vargas Llosa and his son, journalist and author Alvaro Vargas Llosa, are now spearheading the campaign to woo undecided Peruvian voters to Humala's side and away from candidate Keiko Fujimori, daughter of the imprisoned authoritarian leader Alberto Fujimori, whose 10-year regime crumbled in the year 2000 amid massive corruption scandals. So I put the question to Alvaro after Humala's ceremony. Do you feel like you're going out on a limb here?
I think we're going to win. I think it's absolutely necessary that we do. And I think that what's beginning to happen these last few days is something very similar to, it's akin to what happened at the end of the 1990s, which is a great movement of national, I don't know, dignity, decency maybe is the right word, with the mobilization of young people, of students, of citizens who don't normally take part in political initiatives, of people of goodwill who are simply shocked at the possibility that the very people who led one of the worst periods of dictatorship in Peruvian history could come back to power. What is happening now is very similar to what happened at the end of the 90s. People have reacted, people have awakened to the danger. And history, fate, you name it, has decided that Ollanta Humala is the person to lead that. He has been placed in that position. So what happened today was very interesting. It was the convergence of currents of opinion, of personalities, institutions, who have absolutely nothing to do with either Ollanta himself or his political party. And this great sense of coalition building, of a civic snowball effect in favor of democracy and against the return to power of people who are responsible for one of the worst periods of corruption in Peruvian history and human rights violation in Peruvian history is moving, and to me, probably something as transcendent, as important as what happened at the end of the 90s.
Now, with this act today, how many people were in the room to witness Ollanta Humala signing this oath?
We had two different kinds of people. We had people who were formal witnesses to this oath. They numbered about almost 60. They were representing here different institutions from academia, you know, the world of, I guess, intellectuals, political parties, grassroots organizations, people who have to do with international relations. There were a number of ambassadors, etc. Those were the people who were sitting next to Ollanta Humala when he was making his declaration and taking his oath. And then you had the public, people who were here spontaneously. I was very pleased to see a number of people who had, until very recently, many doubts about Ollanta, who in some cases had openly come out against him in recent weeks, and who I think, because of what I was talking about a moment ago, this great sense of national reaction against indignity, decided to be here, and that was very, very interesting.
What we've seen in Ollantumala in the last 6 years, what I remember was how he went to register his candidacy in 2005 on the shoulders of ethnocatharistas. Behind him, a huge placard of General Juan Velasco. What we are seeing now is, for most Peruvians, either one of two things. It's either the most dramatic political evolution in an incredibly short period of time, or just about the most cynical act of expediency that we've ever seen in modern Peruvian history. What do you say to those Peruvians who fear that it's the latter?
Well, this is very interesting. Look at what happened in some of the neighboring countries in the region. José Mujica in Uruguay, is an interesting example. In that case, you could say things that were probably a lot worse than the ones you mentioned with respect to Ollantumala. No, he was a member of a guerrilla movement that participated in acts of violence, in several acts of violence, many of which he admitted himself. And people surrounding him were generally linked to one of the worst periods of violence in Uruguayan history. And yet he was able to persuade a number of Uruguayans, enough Uruguayans, that he had evolved, that he had understood that those methods not only were entirely unethical, but also illegal and counterproductive, and that history had placed him in a position to help reconcile Uruguayans and close forever one of the worst periods of Uruguayan history. And I think the gravity of that moment led him to moderation, led him to adopt an attitude, a temperament, and a thinking that has made him today one of the most interesting presidents in the region, precisely because of that. I think that is exactly what is happening with Ollanta, no? Who does not have, even remotely, past comparable to that of President Mujica. I think history has placed him in this very unexpected position. He's now no longer the leader of Gana Peru. He is the leader of a big coalition of Democrats. There were people in this room of the center-right, of the center and of the center-left. I think he has absorbed this sense of coalition, of going beyond his initial project, and he has done so, yes, rather quickly, rather, I would say, convincingly, and with a full sense of the position that he is in. It was very interesting when he finished taking his oath. He came out of the room. He shook hands with some people there. He came out of the room and he went to the other room to wait for some of the witnesses to come and say hello to him. I was standing close to him and he said to me, I can't remember the exact words he used, but he said something like, "I am fully conscious of the gravity of the commitment I had just made." What he was saying to me is I will not let you down. I think he deserves the opportunity. The alternative is simply opprobrium.
All right. And with that, thank you so much. It was good talking to you again. Thank you. For Peruvian Times, I'm Rick Vecchio.